ろしくお願いします。どうぞよろしくお願いします。
Next word.
私。
I, me.
私。私。
Next, we have a phrase.
こんにちは。
Hello, good afternoon.
こんにちは。こんにちは。
Next word.
学生。
Student.
学生。学生。
Next word.
イタリア人。
Italian. Nationality.
イタリア人。イタリア人。
The grammar point for this lesson is the sentence pattern I am something something. For example,
私はナオミです。
I am Naomi.
私は学生です。
I am a student.
私はイタリア人です。
I am Italian.
私はサッチャンサッチです。Sentence pattern.
I am something something. This is the first lesson. We're going to introduce you to something called the copula.
はい。
Sometimes referred to as the copula. And basically what this is a linking verb. In English, please think of this as the verb to be.
Is, am, are.
But in Japanese, there's no conjugation. The term copula comes from the fact that des is etymologically derived from the combination of the particle de and the verb arimasu, to be. Basically, for now, just think of this as the verb to be, coming at the end of the sentence. There's a lot more to it, and it's very, very complex, but this is a very good starting point. Naomi-sensei, can we have a sample sentence from the dialogue?
はい。私は Natsumi です。
I am Natsumi. Natsumi is a name. How do you say I'm Peter?
私は Peter です。
Notice how the only thing that changed was the person's name. First we have
私
I, followed by
わ
This is the topic marking particle, followed by
Peter
Name. And finally
です
The copula. So take out the name and the sentence structure stays as is. We have 私は something something です I am something something.
You can put your occupation there.
For example
Student in Japaneseis 学生 So, 私は学生です。
I am a student. So you can see the only difference between the previous sentence and the one we just covered was the noun. Can we have the two sentences side by side?
私はピーターです。
I am Peter.
私は学生です。
I am a student. Just swap out the noun.
And you can tell your nationality by using this sentence. In the dialogue, we had 私はイタリア人です。
I'm Italian.
イタリア人 means Italian nationality.
The literal meaning is?
Italy person. 人 means people or person.
Basically, when you attach 人 to the name of a country, it becomes a nationality.
そうですね、right. アメリカ人
American.
シンガポール人
Singaporean.
メキシコ人
Mexican.
カナダ人
Canadian.Of course, there are some exceptions, but we'll mention those in a later lesson.
If you're Canadian, you can say, 私はカナダ人です。
Okay, Naomi-sensei, let's recap what we've learned to this point. Since this is the first lesson, why don't we introduce ourselves using this grammar point?
Good idea. Can I go first?
Sure.
ようこそ、JapanesePod101.com へ。私はナオミです。日本人です。どうぞよろしくお願いします。
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com. I'm Naomi. I'm Japanese. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Your turn.
こんにちは。私はゲランテ・ピータです。アメリカ人です。よろしくお願いします。
Listen to the entire conversation once again.
ようこそ、スタイル U です。よろしくお願いします。私はスタイル U の社長、南夏美です。大学院生です。
シューです。ヘアスタイリストです。どうぞよろしく。
こんにちは。私は北川冬香です。私はカウンセラーです。よろしくお願いします。
東春人です。学生です。
ファブリッツィオです。ファッションコーディネーターです。イタリア人です。どうぞ。よろしくお願いします。